keeping up with. So by 1972, of the chlorine that was crossing across the tropopause into the stratosphere, 25% of it came from the natural source, the methyl chloride. The rest of it is coming from man-made CFCs, so totally dominating the amount of the chemical crossing into the stratosphere. The migration time from release is somewhere between 3 and 10 years. In the stratosphere, the UV photons that are available in the upper part, we've got UVC photons, they can clip apart the CFC and knock off the chlorine. Now the chlorine comes off as a radical. You remember from first year when we're doing covalent bonds, it involves the sharing of two electrons. If we break one of those bonds, we can do it in two fashions. We can do it heterolytically or we can do it homolytically. In a heterolytic cleavage, both electrons end up on one atom. In a homolytic cleavage, one electron ends up on one atom and one electron ends up on the other atom. This is an example of a homolytic bond cleavage because what's happening is we have got a carbon to chlorine two electron bond, and when it's splitting, one of those electrons end up on the carbon. So when I'm writing that formula CF2Cl dot, the dot's actually on the carbon. And the other electron ends up on the chlorine. So we have this chlorine radical and the CF2Cl radical. Now, we did VSEPR theory in first year, and I said, if ever you draw an electron on its own, it's wrong. The reason is they're super, super reactive. Anything they hit, they react with. So in this case, we have just got two of these species that are hyperreactive sitting there after we've taken our completely unreactive CFC and whacked a photon into it. Now what happens next is that the chlorine radical bumps into an ozone, and the ozone was weakly bonded in the first instance. It pulls off an oxygen atom and forms a chlorine monoxide radical, hence the dot again, and an oxygen molecule. Now the chlorine monoxide radical then bumps into an ozone that then forms a chlorine radical and two oxygens are formed. The situation now is that chlorine radical looks surprisingly like that. So we've now got a radical chain loop. So this guy goes back to the start and does it all again. The end result then is that one chlorine radical can destroy 100,000 ozone molecules before it's taken out of operation by bumping into something else. Because remember, there's not a lot of other reactive species up there. Down in the troposphere, a radical would react to something like some sort of hydrocarbon or something, but those sort of things are actually scavenged out of the troposphere. And so in the stratosphere, it's a pretty clean sort of environment, so mostly these chlorine radicals just taking out ozone. The other bad side of these CFCs is due to their structure, they're quite stable sort of molecules, there's not a lot else takes out the CFC. So an average sort of half-life for CFC12 is 110 years. That means if you make a kilogram of this stuff and release it, it takes 10 years to get up there. And once it gets up there, 110 years later, you've got 5 kilograms of it still sitting up there. And each time one molecule breaks down, it's taking out 100,000 ozone molecules before it's knocked over.